Good evening. It is January 4th, 2013. The time is 6:36 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here in upstate New York, the southern tier of New York State where I live and reside at. And I'm trying to get this audio boo in before 7:01 Eastern Standard Time, because at 7:01 Eastern Standard Time, it would be 12:01 January 5th London Time. And I say that because I noticed on the last audio boo that I did, I actually did it the 31st of December, New Year's Eve, at 8:26 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. But on my audio boo timeline over there on audioboo.fm/firemanrich, it's dated 1 January 2013. Even still, close enough. Happy New Year to all. So, but it got me thinking that unless I can find a setting in here that sort of localizes my actual time and date for my audio boos, I don't think I'll be doing any audio boos after 7 o'clock, unless they're after midnight, my time, to reflect the correct date. You can say that's doesn't matter, but to me it does matter. Date and time matters because when it comes to keeping proper track of, say, a journal or a log, you want the proper date and time. And it's sort of a benchmark that reflects that particular moment. And I know there are some that will upload audio boos a few hours later, even a couple days later, and not really concerned, but I'm a little bit of a stickler on date and time when it comes to such as audio boos, I guess, because it reflects that particular moment when I'm uploading them. Or else, if I do an audio boo, I usually put it up, I guess, fairly or shortly after when I do the audio boo. That's just my preference, and it's just sort of keeping it current and reflecting the particular date and time, I guess. But the new year is here, and it's a fresh start, a new year, trying not to bring any old baggage into the new year that was left behind. It can stay back there as far as I'm concerned. And getting a good start off. And Friday is always a good day for me, a Friday morning, because you have this gentleman that I've spoken of before. He used to be here on Audio Boo. He's over there on Mixcloud now every Friday, Bill Elder, with his Bill Elder radio show. And he had a good show out this morning. I was able to download the MP3 file from his Mixcloud page onto my iPod Touch. And I had a little fun as far as, like I do with my radio show, putting it on the iPod Touch and listening to the iPod Touch via my auxiliary plug to the car radio. So I was listening to a real DJ there via my iPod Touch, which was pretty neat. And he always has a good list of songs over there on his show every Friday, and it's a positive start every Friday to listen to Bill's radio show. He's a real radio DJ, where I'm only just a make-believe radio or want-to-be radio DJ when I do my Tuesday show. But it's some good music. And if you haven't had a chance to listen to him, just go over to Mixcloud and plug in Bill Elder Radio. I tweeted and favorite his shows on my Twitter page, @FiremanRich. And he's worth a listen if you want to listen to some good radio for about, or songs for about 30 minutes or so. He has a good track there. He's encouraged me to do it, and so I like, it's always a pleasure to give him a plug for his radio show. So, sort of winding down the evening here, and it looks like I will be getting this audio boo up before the London midnight deadline. So, you all have a good one this evening, or early morning, wherever you may be on this blue marble. Be far safe, be far wise, learn not to burn. Ciao for now, and as always, peace.